There, now it works.
Works all right now?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I would like for you just to answer the question.
All right. You want me to ask the question first?
Okay, yes. Or just go on.
Like where was my Archipar born? Indianola, Texas. Who were Archipar's parents? They were George Barham Parr and Sarah Givens Parr. Where did they come from? Virginia. Where was Archipar raised? Around Rockport. How much education did he have? He went to the third grade. Where did he get his education? In Rockport. What was Archipar's father's occupation? He was in the army. Who did Archipar marry? He married Elizabeth Allen. Where was she from? Rockport. How did they meet? They were lived in the same town. Could you tell me something about her background? Well, she went to school, went to normal college. She was a teacher. How many children did Archipar have? He had six. Mrs. Parr had six.
Could you name them?
Uh-huh. She had Givens Parr.
And where did he live?
He lived in Alice. Marie Parr Thompson, she lives out here on the ranch close to San Diego. Lillian Parr Moffitt, and she lives in Corpus Christi. Camila Parr, and she passed away in 1917. George Parr, George Barron Parr, myself, and Atle Parr. Atle Parr is now deceased. What kind of work did he do when he first came? He was a ranch foreman.
Where did he work? You know,
he worked around, he moved here in 1884, and he was around Sweden.
Could you tell me anything about Sweden or?
Sweden, it was nothing, that was a little, was on the railroad, on Tex-Mex Railroad, and had a little, all they had there was a, they stopped there, but that's about all. They left off whatever freight or thing they had, passengers.
And he worked there, was it Lott and Nelson?
He worked with Lott and Nelson. That's who is the people that he worked with,
mm-hmm.
And they were the owners of the cattle. Who was close associates when he came to Duval County? Well, when he came here, I don't think he knew anybody. When and why did he first become involved in Duval County politics? Well, I imagine he got involved in politics as soon as he started around in about, Lord, I don't know when that was. It was quite a number of years ago. Who were his political allies? His political allies in Duval County was Francisco Salinas, Eusebio Carrillo Espina, Don Crescencio Oliveira, then there was Don Pedro Lopez. Pedro Esnal in San Diego, San Antonio Tobin, at first, let me see, then there was the Soviet Horse at Conception, and there were a lot of others, but Pedro Gonzalez. Well, there were a lot. I can't tell you the rest of them. What do you consider? Who were his opponents? They were the Republicans. Who what do you consider your father's contribution to Duval County? Contribution was the organization of the Democratic Party, the Latin American people in Duval County. What type of personality did your father have? He had a good personality, ability to make friends. Did he have a philosophy of life that he really believed in? Yes. He believed in not smoking, swearing, or chewing tobacco. He didn't believe in.
Did he belong to any religion?
He was an Episcopalian. Some of the interesting people he knew. Well, now, if you come around, people as friends down here were friends like old man Jim Wells in Brownsville, Mr. Pat Dunn in Corpus Christi, A.Y. Baker at Edinburgh, Manuel Guerra at Roma, Don Antonio Bruni and Laredo, and Mr. Sherb Poole at Cotulla. That was most of his friends around him, that is, in his district. Then he had, of course, his friends were Honorable John Garner, and he knew a world of people up in the state. And he knew Don Roberto Clayburgh, Mr. Robert Clayburgh, Sr. In a particular instance. Which national party belongs to affiliate with? Democrats. Have with Jim Wells and other leaders. They were all friends. That's what I'm talking about, those people in the valley.
Can you think of any legends or anything that that you can remember of, you know, about your father, any stories about him, interesting stories, you know, like things that he did, one or two incidents?
No, I couldn't remember any. Worth telling anyhow. I couldn't tell you anything. Just stories about him. Well, I've heard stories about him. He went on two trips to with cattle up to the Abilene. And that's about all that I remember. Of course, he was, Bill Jones was his very close friend. Mr. Bill Jones. I don't know.
Wasn't he one of the first ones that went through the Chisholm Trail?
The what?
Chisholm Trail.
The Chisholm Trail?
Uh-huh.
Chisholm Trail? No, he was one of the latter ones who went up on Chisholm Trail. He went up there on two drives. But I don't know, he never did talk too much about it. Mm-hmm. That's not the version now.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.